It is 6 minutes to 12 and time for us to just wrap up with the weekends that were. As a matter of fact, the weekdays as well. And there's been a significant drop in our current holiday road death stats, some are saying. But I think the one person who can give you the facts around that is Kenny Africa, the traffic chief. The one thing about Kenny, Kenny is always available to chat to the media. He gives up his family time. I don't know how he doesn't get into trouble with his wife, but he's always there to give us the latest stats. Sometimes we don't always agree on stuff, but that's fine. That's the whole nature of the beast. But Kenny Africa joining you, the Western Cape Traffic Chief. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. And let me first kick off by wishing all our listeners a very prosperous 2020. I hope it's going to be a good year to all our motorists out there, and also to you, Kino, your family, and also everybody at the station. Thank you for your hard work throughout the year, and all of the best for this new year ahead of us.
Much appreciated, Kenny. So road death stats over the holiday period. Let's talk about the period that you guys have measured, and what do those numbers look like?
Well, Kino, let me start off with a very gruesome accident this morning, 14 minutes past one on the road between Paarl and Klopmuts. That's the freeway between Paarl and Cape Town, where a taxi driver drove on the wrong side of the freeway. He then collided with an oncoming buggy, and both the drivers of the buggy and the taxi died in this gruesome crash. Now, how on earth does a person drive on the incorrect side of a freeway? A taxi on his way to the Eastern Cape, on the wrong side, facing oncoming traffic. And that is so bad, because we were preaching to our taxi drivers, to our motorists, throughout the festive season to stop this nonsense and please come on board with us so that we can make our roads safe in the Western Cape. Now, for December month, from the 1st of December till the 31st of December, we did good. We had 58 fatalities less than the previous year. And that's a very good sign, because we saved 58 lives. But as from the 1st of January up till yesterday or this morning, we didn't do good. For the weekend alone, 10 people lost their lives on our roads in the Western Cape. And I believe we are standing now on plus minus 25, 26 fatalities as from the 1st of January.
Kenny, I've been fighting with your bosses as well about the technology that one needs. Right, so number one, you need feet on the ground, which, and I've got to tell you, I traveled to Knysna for a short bit. And the one thing I have seen is that the West, and we've been stopped twice, once up the West Coast and once up the Whale Coast. Traffic officers are pulling cars over, are doing proper checks. But yes. What else can be done, Kenny? And I know you're going to say drivers need to behave themselves, no. But we wouldn't need laws if people could just behave themselves just like that.
Yes, Kenny, you've been stopped twice. I also came from the Southern Cape on Friday, and I stopped 7 times at my traffic offices whilst busy stopping motor vehicles, observing traffic, being visible out there. And the calls that I received in the past 2 weeks from people coming from the Southern Cape to the Western, or to the to Cape Town, and also vice versa, they were so pleased with the visibility of our traffic officers on the roads. And I believe that the being so visible on the route, on the roads, kept the fatality rate down, especially on the N2.
Okay, what more can be done?
Well, Kino, let me start off by saying we embarked on a new approach with regards to excessively high speed on our roads on the N1 between Toes River, Lanesburg, Liuhamka, Beaufort West, Aberdeen, and also Three Sisters. And as from the 1st of the December up till this morning, we arrested 30 speedsters on that so-called notorious road of death. And the highest speed recorded was a Mercedes-Benz motor vehicle doing an average speed of 181 kilometers per hour in Lanesburg. And in Beaufort West, the average speed was 171 kilometers per hour, and that was a BMW motor vehicle. And early this morning, we arrested a taxi driver fully loaded with passengers doing an average speed of 168 kilometers per hour on that stretch of road. We arrested the taxi driver at Lugamka and he is still behind bars. We're going to keep him until he appears in court.
Yes, Kenny. I also see, I mean, I looked at some of the stats that came through. I never knew polos could drive that fast.
They're taking chances out there, Kino, but my message to the motorists out there is very clear. If you try to do excessively high speed on our roads in the Western Cape, yeah, or even think you can drink and drive in our province, we will arrest you, and that is no joke. I'm very serious. We arrested quite a number of drunken drivers,
yeah,
and as I already said, a number of speedsters on our roads. So motorists, beware. We will do everything in our power to stop this nonsense on our roads. You better come on board with us. Let's change our behavior and attitude out there.
Kenny Africa, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Kenny Africa is the Western Cape.